Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Locked On NHL show, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And for this Thursday edition, it's usually myself and Adam Denker from Locked On Lightning. Adam has some work things he has to tend to. And the Mr. Gil Martin from Locked On Islanders is here to cover for Adam for this week. So, Gil, how are you? And thank you for stepping in here at the last minute.
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Islanders seem to be doing pretty well this year. Is this we'll get into your team quickly, but and then we'll get into our show for today. But got to be happy with how the Islanders are playing, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look, they're 2 points out of first place right now. They were in first place up until recently, and just kind of proving that last year's long playoff run is no fluke.
Right.
The Anders Lee injury did hit this team hard, and the trade deadline is going to be really important for the Islanders to see whether or not they're able to be real contenders this year or whether or not it's going to be a quick playoff exit.
Yeah. Well, playoffs are right around the corner, and you know, my team, the Avalanche, are doing well, and your team are, and maybe we're headed for a Stanley Cup final between our two teams. That would be That would be fun. So we have time to discuss all that. But for today, we are going to get to some of the mailbag questions that we have received on Twitter. Definitely be talking about Mr. Connor McDavid and kind of the uproar with his fine from his elbow. And to finish off the show, well, I mean, everybody's doing brackets for something. So the best one I feel always to do is a movie bracket. So we are going to do a NCAA style bracket for sports movies and probably piss off a lot of people in the process.
Is there any other way to do it?
No, there's only one. Yes. You're not going to please everybody when you do a movie bracket, especially when it's on sports. So stay tuned for all that. So let's jump in. So let's get into the big news, which is kind of, whenever it's negative news and whenever it's the negative news geared towards the sport's most popular star, it's always what everybody wants to talk about. And, you know, Connor McDavid got into, it wasn't even an altercation, but threw an elbow out to, and I always pronounce his name wrong. It's one of those names that I hear 1,000 times, and then when I go to pronounce it, I can't.
I know. It's
so,
a toughie.
So Kotkaniemi, right?
Yes, Kotkaniemi.
Yeah. Kotkaniemi, yeah, just a tongue twister. So, you know, and I'm sure everybody, most people listening have heard or seen the play. So the fine came down. People were kind of throwing around, you know, is this a suspension looming for McDavid? And the NHL came down with a $5,000 fine, which is the maximum allowed under the CBA. And what would you say that you've seen the reaction be? Is it more geared towards, oh, of course they're not going to suspend Connor McDavid? Or has it been, you know, this wasn't something that warranted a suspension? And then what do you think overall?
Well, I think most of the reaction has been, of course, they're not going to suspend Connor McDavid. Mm. And, you know, you look at that replay, that's the exact kind of hit that the NHL, the headshot that the NHL has said they want to take out of the game. It was unprovoked. It was unnecessary. He didn't have the puck anymore. No one was around him. And it was a cheap shot, no matter how you look at it. So, to me, I think if your average, you know, second or third or fourth line player did this, there's a suspension involved. But because it's Connor McDavid, superstars, you know, they don't want to take him out of the lineup. That's who people pay money to see. And I guess rightfully or wrongfully, the NHL went with the maximum fine instead of at least I would have given him a 2-game suspension, I think. What are your thoughts?
I am so torn on this. Like, so for me, the fine is laughable, and I get that's what they can do. That's the only thing that they can do, and that's the agreement that they fined them the maximum allowed. That needs to increase. You hit these guys in the pocket, and then they might be less inclined to do it again. And for Connor McDavid, I read an article somewhere saying a $5,000 fine for him is equivalent to $20 for somebody making $50,000 a year. it holds no weight. It holds no value. He went home, cleaned out the cushions of his couch, and paid his fine with the change. You know what I mean? It means nothing to him.
Right.
And then you get into the whole thing about, is this something that warrants a suspension? I didn't see, and I'm not making excuses for Connor McDavid, but I didn't see any of this game with the exception of that hit. So if this was something out of a retaliation, or was he getting, was he the butt of some cheap shots throughout the game and it was frustration? I don't know. But in the end, I don't think it matters. He went after a guy's head. And like you said, this is what the league wants to avoid. And I mean, if the league wants to avoid it and your number one star is doing it and you give him a slap, not even a slap on the wrist, a slap on his pinky finger, what is that really saying? You know what I mean? And you saw a lot of comments saying like, oh, if it was this player, it would have been, what's his name? Wilson on,
Wilson. Oh yeah. That would have been 10 games.
It would have, but he's had a history of this stuff. So
correct.
That would have been warranted. McDavid, he's not there yet. He has a mean streak in him. He's done this before where I think he was suspended. Was he not? If I'm not,
I would have to double check, but he does have a mean streak. He's not an angel on the ice. Let's put it that way.
No, and that's fine. I have no problem with him, having a rough side. I think a lot of that does come from people just wanting to go after him because he is the greatest player on the planet.
And you got to defend yourself. That's exactly. Part of hockey.
Exactly.
But this headshot is not.
No, and it just, I mean, when you watch it over and over again, and it's amazing that the guy he hit did not, he played the rest of the game. I think that came into play for not suspending him. If he had been out for, obviously the rest of that game and had maybe like a serious injury, then maybe when the league reviews it, they suspend him. But it's so polarizing on if this is something that should be a suspension. Me, I'm kind of with you. I kind of think like you have to make a statement to tell, like, he clearly was going for his head, clearly. And if that's the case, that's the other part of it. Based on the rules of the league, because he wasn't called for, a game suspension or he was not kicked out of the game. I don't know if the league could, wouldn't it have to be up to the commissioner to really?
They could retroactively impose a game misconduct on him in that, technically, but I mean, the game's over. It's not like he can, be taken out of the game and they're going to play it over again from that point. But at the end of the day, even if the officials don't call it, they could still give him the suspension.
Sure.
And, again, there's just no excuse for that kind of a hit. There's just no, you can't even say he was going to check and the guy ducked turned around. It was just an open ice, clear hit, elbow to the head. No, it didn't even look like he was trying to go anywhere else. It was just a straightforward cheap shot.
Yeah.
And, to your point, there's no deterrence in the equivalent of a $20 fine for this guy. You take the most talented or one of the most talented players in the league and you suspend him for something like this, you're sending a message to all the players in the league that nobody is above the rules and you can't get away with this kind of behavior. And I understand that the league wants to have Connor McDavid on the ice as often as possible, but at the same time, if you clean up some of these cheap shots, you don't get a guy like Connor McDavid hurt when someone else comes along and tries to give him a cheap shot. So I think you're kind of protecting your players more in the long run and your star players if you do give him a suspension, which is based on, you know, the actions. I think he deserves one. But because he's Connor McDavid, he's not going to get one.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens to the next time that he does it, because that I know he's done it before. And I, like you, I can't remember if he actually got suspended for it, but let's just say that he didn't. Now the next time is the third time, and maybe there's more that I haven't really, you know, looked into, but now it's a trend if he does it again relatively soon. And if you continue to not suspend him, yeah, you're emboldening him to continue to do it, knowing that he's not going to get punished for it. So there's that. All right, we'll move on from Mr. McDavid right now, and kind of some news that came down quickly about the Team USA, and Stan Bowman has been named the team's general manager. And it's almost like being the GM of, like, you know, the New York Yankees, or like you have this wealth of talent. And do you think this is a tough job, or is it just have to not screw it up in picking from a talent pool of the best players available to you?
You know what? It is a tough job. Even though there's a wealth of different talented players to choose from, you know, you're not just putting together an all-star team. You don't need four lines of first line players and, you know, offensive defensemen. You need to put together a team, and a team that can win hockey games against other really talented teams. So you have to pick a coach. You have to pick a style of play that coach and that Stan Bowman as general manager wants to implement. And then you have to put together the players that will best fit that system. And it's tough choices. You know, you could say it's very easy to manage a very talented baseball team or coach a very talented hockey team, but sometimes keeping everybody's ego in check and saying to a very talented player who's used to just concentrating on putting the puck in the net, hey, we don't play that style. You've got to play on the third line and, you know, back check a lot more if you want to play on this team. That's not an easy thing to do. And you got to pick the right players to create the right mix to get that team going.
So true. Yeah. It's an excellent point. It's not just picking talent in terms of who's the top guys talented on this team or trying out, and we'll go with them. You need, like you said, cohesion, a coach that can manage a lot of egos. And I think maybe the most difficult part is, you know, you're representing a country, and that, you know, there's a lot of weight involved with that too. So I'm excited for it. I'm glad that the pros are back in for the Olympics, and doesn't usually come to, I mean, you get Sweden in there from time to time, and usually does come down to USA and Canada. And Canada's
or Russia or Sweden.
Russia's
or,
in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know what? It's always great to have the NHL players back at the Olympics, and I'm excited about that opportunity. And to me, Stan Bowman, great general manager in the NHL, has a history with Team USA, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can put together for the national team as we start thinking about the Olympics next year.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, and if you like putting some money down on the Olympics, then head over to our sponsor, betonline.ag. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Obviously, there's no football left, but college basketball's Final Four is shaping up. Obviously, you have the NBA and our very own NHL all in full swing. BetOnline even covers award shows, television shows, and reality TV. It's real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Use their website or your mobile device to sign up, and you will receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Also today brought to you by Built Bar and people at BuiltBar.com. We've been talking about Built Bar for quite a while now, and Built Bar is having their bracket bar bracket. Is that how you, Built Bar bracket? There we go.
There you go. Say that 10 times
exactly.
Fast.
So, and we're coming in on the end here. And do you have a favorite flavor? Are you a Built Bar fanatic? Like,
I like my Built Bars. You know, we've tried a number of the different flavors. Cookies and cream is still my favorite. Got knocked out in the final four there. So, but hey, you know, it had a nice long run.
It did. It was in the flavorful four.
That's correct.
Yes. So it lost a cookie dough chunk. So cookie dough chunk is now in the championship. And my favorite coconut brownie chunk is still in the mix. Since we're recording this, it's still in the mix. It's going up against mint brownie. Can it defeat mint brownie and go up against cookie dough chunk in the championship? That remains to be seen. But head over to builtbar.com and vote on the remaining flavors to find out which flavor will reign supreme and become the best tasting protein bar ever. And while you're over at builtbar.com, use the promo code locked15 after you fill up your basket with delicious Built Bars, and you get 15% off of your next order. Once again, that promo code is locked15. That's locked15, and 15% comes off of your next order at builtbar.com. And check back to see who is in the championship. All right. A couple questions that we had through the mailbag through Twitter. And again, if you want to take part in this, we do this every Thursday, and the questions or the post will go up on Wednesday to put in your mailbag question. It's up on Twitter. So follow the Locked On NHL podcast, which is at Locked On NHL Pods, and get your questions in for the week. Most of these two of them dealing with the trade deadline and then one dealing with Connor McDavid. So why not continue that conversation a little bit longer, where Laura asks, should Connor McDavid be tried at The Hague? And I don't think if there's anything short of that, I don't think anybody's going to be happy. So, anything short of him being tried at The Hague and being found not guilty will just set people off all over again. So like we said, we got to see what happens again. If it happens again and the league does nothing, then we might have a conspiracy on our hands, but that remains to be seen. So, all right. Couple questions on the trade deadline. So JD, who is a fine host over at the Locked On Sharks podcast, says, what team's approach are you most fascinated by at the deadline? I'm assuming he's talking about for like right now, like for this year, like,
yeah,
our team's positioning themselves to make a big deal. It's odd. Like, I don't feel like there's any team that usually there's a team that you know, all right, this team is going to make a push for somebody, whether or not they get them, you know, that's all between the teams and what deal can be made. But do you feel like there's really like a team that is out there that's really like pushing the envelope to make a massive deal? I don't feel like there is.
Yeah, no. And I think you got two main factors in why not. Number one is obviously COVID-19, where even if you bring in a player, if they're not in your division, you have to quarantine for a certain amount of time. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, they'll join your team for what, the last 8 to 10 games of the season kind of a thing. And then the other thing is obviously related, and that's the salary cap. Because of COVID, almost every team in this league, the cap went down. Everybody is up against the cap, not a lot of maneuverability. I think if we do see trades, there's going to be a lot of draft picks involved, mm-hmm. because that doesn't have cap, and there may be some, the team that trades the player may have to either keep some cap space or take on some not so desirable contracts in order to make it happen.
Yeah. And that's what I've said on my show, on the Locked On Avalanche shows. You know, the Avs might be hamstrung in making a deal because they're light on draft picks, and that's what's going to get thrown around. They're light on draft picks for next year. They don't have all they have right now is a first. They have the odds. They have a 1, 3, 5, and 7. And
well, we have your two from Devontae.
Exactly.
Tate, so.
Exactly. Yes. We don't have a two because of you guys, which I'm totally fine with because he is fantastic.
Very good player. Yeah.
But, you know, the move that was just made for the Buffalo and Montreal deal, who did they grab? Montreal traded for, it's driving me crazy now that I can't think of who that is. Stahl. All right. So the Montreal trade with Eric Stahl, they gave up a third and a fifth. So like I said on the Avs show, like if that's the asking price and the Avs give up a third and a fifth for next season, that leaves them with a 1 and a 7 first round and a seventh round. And that's it.
Yeah.
So they might not have a lot to trade with. And I wonder how, you know, other teams are going to go about it. There's some teams that are stockpiled with draft picks and they, you know, can make a move, but are those teams in position to win? And is that, you know, obviously that comes into play when you're making deals at a trade deadline.
So. Yeah. And I wonder how many teams are going to be all in for the playoffs this year as far at the trade deadline. In addition to the difficulty of making these kinds of trades, you also have a situation where if there are few or no fans in the stands for the playoffs, it may not be economically as desirable to go on a long playoff run this year. Save it up. Next year, the stands will hopefully be full again. And then you make a lot more money making a long playoff run next year than you do this year.
That is an excellent point. That's stuff that I'm so used to this year going the way that it's been going with no fans and, you know, no ticket sales, no concession. I'm just used to that. But you're right, man. That plays a very, very big role in some decisions right now. Very good point. All right. The host over at Locked On Blackhawks want to know, who is the biggest star getting dealt near the trade deadline? So kind of playing off the last question and, you know, not expecting huge moves, but who could be the biggest guy, maybe not named Taylor Hall, to maybe be switching sweaters?
Ah, boy, not named Taylor Hall. You know, another name that comes to mind, and I spoke about it on today's Locked On Islanders podcast, is Kyle Palmieri with the Devils. Mm-hmm. Devils are not going to make the playoffs. Palmieri's contract is up at the end of this year. Even if he wants to come back to the Devils at the end, you know, next year, he can do that, but he might be a good rental player. The Devils could certainly use the picks or the talent that they would get back. And Palmieri is a leader. He's a veteran. He's a steady contributor offensively. I think he would be a good pickup for a lot of different teams if they're looking for some offensive help.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think about goalies? Because I know goalies are a hot commodity, but not a lot of people want to get rid of them. And you need a good tandem in goal with the way that the season is, just games coming at you all the time. I'm looking at some lists and there's goalies like down a little bit.
Jonathan Bernier has Bernier been mentioned.
But do you think the Wings would get rid of him? I mean, he's the one thing that they got going for him this year, it seems.
Yeah, he is, but he's not going to get him into the postseason.
And no, exactly.
I don't think he's their long-term answer at goalie. You know what? If you're the Wings, maybe you just say, hey, he's available, but you better impress us. Yeah. And if you don't, we'll hold on to him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you can, like we were talking about draft picks, if you can pull in some draft picks for a team that, you know, is in the rebuild mode, draft picks are everything. So that's a good point. For some reason, I like Jake DeBrusque. Mm-hmm. And I've heard things that he's could be on the wire. Young guy, only 24 years old. I watch some Bruin games from time to time, and I just like the way that he plays. I don't know if he's, again, I don't think anybody that's going to really like move the needle if they were to acquire him, but he's a darn good player. So maybe somebody to watch there, but I don't know. It's going to be an interesting deadline because I don't think you're going to get a ton of deals, and the deals that you make are, I don't know if they're going to be like make or break deals. And I want to say with the exception of Taylor Hall, but I mean, he's not playing that well. Is that just a product of the team he's on?
It could be. I mean, it's hard to get up every night for a game when you know you have very little chance of winning.
I know.
So, yeah, it could be. And look, a change of scenery would probably do him a world of good. But, you know, it's like, why is this trade deadline different from every other trade deadline? It's just a strange year.
Yeah. And I will say, as of this recording, the Sabres are winning with 15 minutes left. They're winning. They're winning 4-1.
Maybe.
So by the time you guys are listening to this, you will have known that they have blown that lead and the the streak continues. Wouldn't that be amazing? All right. So let's hear from Rock Auto, and then we'll get to some sports movies. So rockauto.com, it is the family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us section, so they know that we sent you to them. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com. All right. So like I said, let's annoy some people here with our movie picks, because people are so set when it comes to movies.
Passionate. They're passionate. Oh,
the passion. And I love that. So, and the thing with brackets that I like about brackets is you could throw out what your favorite sports movie of all time is. And if you want to be like, just run it through, you can do that. But it's all about the matchups. Yeah. Maybe there's a matchup that is, and I, when I did this, I tried to kind of put myself back into how I felt if I could remember the first time I watched some of these specific movies. Mm-hmm. So we'll run through these. And then, you know, you guys can scream and yell at your radios in your cars while you're listening to this and tell us why we're wrong. But I don't think we're going to be wrong, because we have hockey fans in here. Yeah, no. All right. So we will start. This is a 1-8. This is Rocky versus Cool Runnings. Who you got there?
Got to go with Rocky, but I must say Cool Runnings is a fun movie to watch. I enjoy it. 100%
agree. Same exact thing. Rocky, but Cool Runnings is a great movie. 4-5, Talladega Nights versus Jerry Maguire.
I go with Jerry Maguire.
I do the same. They had to do this, didn't they? Miracle versus the Mighty Ducks. But
yeah, I mean, they putting the two hockey movies up exactly against each other. I'll go with Miracle just because I remember that Olympics and it was so thrilling, and to relive it like that, it puts goosebumps on my arm. So yes, Miracle.
I'm with you there. And then a 2-7, The Sandlot versus Moneyball.
I'll go Moneyball.
Really?
I will.
All right, because I gotta go Sandlot, because that's just one of my favorite movies of all time. Not even
it's
just
a great movie.
Oh, it's so good. All right, continuing in this bracket then, we both have Rocky versus Jerry Maguire.
Gotta go with Rocky.
I think I agree with that. I have Miracle versus The Sandlot. You have Miracle versus Moneyball. Who you got?
Miracle.
See, and this is why this sucks, because I love The Sandlot, but I remember Miracle. I remember when I first saw the trailer for it, and I'm like, there's no way they're going to be able to do that justice, that story justice. And I think they absolutely crushed it. And it kills me, because Sandlot, I think I've watched that movie, but I think they just did such a good job with a true story and a story that is timeless. So I have to go with Miracle there. So
we're back on the same page.
We are. So what do we got? We got Rocky versus Miracle.
Yeah.
And what are you going with?
I tell you, I want to say Miracle. I'm a hockey guy, but to me, Rocky has got to take by a nose. It's got to be Rocky.
Okay, I like Rocky, but Rocky One is not even my favorite Rocky. I think the Soviet one when he went up against Drago is my favorite. Okay. I love that one. So because I'm gonna put Miracle. I got to put Miracle in the final four for me. All right, next section we got Hoosiers versus The Longest Yard, and we agreed before we started recording it's the original Longest Yard. but I don't think it matters. I'm still picking the Hoosiers.
Yeah, I'm still picking Hoosiers too, but the original longest yard is a classic.
Yes, it is. Friday Night Lights versus Coach Carter.
Slight edge to Friday Night Lights, but again, two solid films there.
And Coach Carter was one that surprised me. That's a really, really good movie, but I agree. Friday Night Lights is awesome, so we'll go with that. Major League versus The Waterboy. I don't think this is a
Major League.
At all. Yeah, absolutely. And Rudy versus White Men Can't Jump.
Two good movies, but you know, I'm going to go with White Men Can't Jump just because I know Rudy deviates from the truth a little bit more than let's say Miracle does. So for that, it's a great movie. It's uplifting, but yes. I can't quite give it the edge.
Oh, don't tell me that. I don't want to know what they switched in that movie. I know, like, I know he got the sack, right? I mean, that's true.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because of that, I cried at Rudy. I'll admit it. Yes. That movie was I'm going with Rudy. All right. Second round, we got Hoosiers, and we both have Friday Night Lights.
Got to give the edge to Hoosiers. I think
you do. I think you do.
Yeah.
And then I have Major League versus Rudy, and I like Major League. I watched that movie so much as a kid, so I'm going to go Major League there. You have Major League, White Men Can't Jump.
Major League.
Okay. So then we both have Hoosiers, Major League.
Hoosiers.
I'm going Major League, dude. I'm going upset.
All right. Yep. Fair enough.
All right. All right. Next bracket, we got Remember the Titans, Bend It Like Beckham.
Two very good movies, but Remember the Titans to me is outstanding.
Absolutely.
I'll give it the edge.
Absolutely. A League of Their Own and We Are Marshall.
Again, two very good movies. I love A League of Their Own. It makes me laugh. It's moving. I give it the slight edge.
One of my favorites, man. A League of Their Own. Absolutely. Yeah. Rocky II versus The Blind Side.
Ah, boy. I go with The Blind Side because Rocky II is not my favorite Rocky movie.
I agree.
As you said earlier. So
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going Blind Side. I'm with you. And then Caddyshack and Love and Basketball.
Ooh, well, Caddyshack is a favorite of mine. I saw it in the movie theater a million years ago. So yeah. I'm going with Caddyshack just because it just captures the era so, so well.
Yeah. And not a lot of golf representation here. So you kind of have to go with the one golf movie that's timeless. So
yeah,
Caddyshack. All right. Remember the Titans and League of Their Own. This is a tough one.
Oh, that is a tough one. Oh, that is a tough one. Can we watch them again now and then vote?
Yeah, that'll be the whole show. It'll be a 7-hour show.
It'll be next week's show. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. You know what? I'll give the edge to Remember the Titans, but boy, this hurts. It hurts.
It's such a razor thin margin here, but I got to go League of Their Own. I do.
Okay.
I can respect that. Yes. And then we both had The Blind Side against Caddyshack.
I go Caddyshack.
I agree with you there. You have Remember the Titans versus Caddyshack.
Remember the Titans.
All right. And I have League of Their Own versus Caddyshack, and I have to put League of Their Own in there.
All right.
I have for my wife's birthday, I bought her it's a Jimmy Dugan Rockford Peaches jersey.
So oh, awesome.
Tom Hanks is it's got his, you know, Jimmy Dugan number 43 on the back. It's awesome. all right, last bracket here. Field of Dreams versus Bring It On.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, definitely. Not that Bring It On is not a decent movie. It's just
it's a good movie.
Field of Dreams is just incredible.
Exactly.
Any Given Sunday against Raging Bull.
Oh boy, you know, two very good movies, but I think Raging Bull as a film is a better film.
I agree 100%. Kind of the goofy movies of the bunch. Happy Gilmore versus Dodgeball.
Dodgeball is a favorite of mine. I mean, Happy Gilmore's good, but aim low, aim low. it's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I was just going to say, I think from the Locked On hosts, that meme is used more than any other meme. So to represent the bold Cotton, bold strategy Cotton, we got to go Dodgeball. Then Space Jam versus Karate Kid.
Wow. Also two good ones. I go Karate Kid.
I do too, man. Craig grew up with Karate Kid, and I'm not supposed to include Cobra Kai in that, but have you been watching Cobra Kai?
I have not, and I would be interested in starting. So
it is fantastic, man. I'm telling you, it's amazing. All right, we got Field of Dreams and Raging Bull.
Oh boy, that's like two titans going up against each other. You know what? I enjoy Field of Dreams more, but I think Raging Bull's a better movie.
Okay. That's tough because
it is
like the way that Raging Bull is filmed. It's so good, but I think I have to go Field of Dreams there. And then we both had Dodgeball and Karate Kid.
Dodgeball.
And I got to go Karate Kid. Okay. All right. So you have Raging Bull versus this bracket. We were all over the place, man. All right. So you got Raging Bull versus Dodgeball.
Raging Bull.
All right. And I got Field of Dreams versus Karate Kid, and I got to go Field of Dreams. So we are in our final four. All right. So I got to remember who we got here. I had Miracle and Major League. And for that one, I am going to go Miracle.
Okay.
And you had, was it Rocky and Hoosiers, right? No. Did you have Rocky?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes. You had Rocky and Hoosiers.
I'll go Rocky.
All right. So Rocky's in your final. And then on the other side, I had A League of Their Own and Field of Dreams. So two baseball movies. Mm-hmm. And I am going A League of Their Own in the final. And you had, I can't remember. Did you remember the Titans or Caddyshack? I don't remember.
Remember the Titans.
Okay. You had Remember the Titans. And did you have Raging Bull over Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you had Remember the Titans and Raging Bull.
Got to go with Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Okay. So my final is Miracle and A League of Their Own. Oh my God, dude, this is tough.
I own both of them. So I'm right there with you.
I mean, it's like, you can't go wrong here.
No,
you can't. I just, the time frame for A League of Their Own and just, you know, I don't know. There's just something about League of Their Own. Whenever it's on, I just stop and watch. It's almost like Shawshank Redemption. It doesn't matter if it just started or there's 10 minutes left.
If it's on, you got to watch it.
Absolutely. So I think this is where Miracle's run ends for me, and A League of Their Own takes the entire thing. So
it's an excellent choice.
And you got Raging Bull versus who? I forgot who you got already. Did you have Rocky or Hoosier?
Rocky.
It was Rocky. Okay. So you got Raging Bull versus Rocky. What a final.
Yeah, that is a tough one. You know what? I'm going to go with Rocky just because, again, I think it just had more of a cultural impact than Raging Bull. So I'll go with Rocky.
All right. There you have it. So you got a timeless boxing movie and a time period piece. Baseball movie. I mean, now I want to go watch both of those. So there it is. Those are your best movies. You don't have to do any more movie brackets. It's Rocky and it's A League of Their Own. So if you guys got anything to say about it, find us on Twitter. You can either DM me directly at LOPN_Avalanche. You can get Gil Martin. What's your Twitter handle, sir?
It's either at Locked On Isles or Ice Wars NYR VS NYI.
Love it. So thank you once again for covering for today, man. That was mighty nice of you.
No, I appreciate it. And anytime you want to have me, I'm more than happy to do it.
All right. And everybody, thank you again for tuning in. And if you want to send in some questions, you don't have to wait till Wednesday to do it. Just throw questions out there whenever you have them, and we'll put them on the Wednesday show. So that's going to be it for today. Enjoy the games. Good luck to your teams. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you guys next week.
Go, Abs, go.